Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're so glad to have you listening. I'm Lynette Kittle, and today's topic is caring for God's creatures. We'll be right back after a brief message from our sponsor.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Caring for God's Creatures, written and read by Lynette Kittle. Then the Lord opened the donkey's mouth, and it said to Balaam, "What have I done to you to make you beat me these three times?" Numbers 22:28. Talking donkeys? As a kid, I loved the classic 1950s movies Francis the Talking Mule that played on Saturday afternoons. This mule was sassy, fun, smart, and a little bit of a troublemaker. As well, the 1960 reruns of Mr. Ed, a television show about a wisecracking talking horse, provides hours of laughs. His antics of outsmarting his owner Wilbur and putting him in embarrassing situations leaves viewers amused and entertained. Although both delightful talking animals seemed far-fetched, the Bible tells us of a real-life talking donkey who had something to say, leaving us wondering, too, what would our pets say to us if God opened their mouths and allowed them to speak to us? Of course, they speak to us with barks, meows, winnowing, licks, and wagging tails, but we have to guess most of the time what they're really trying to communicate to us. Hopefully, their words would be filled with gratitude for the loving care we give them, rather than questions of neglect or mistreatment, like Balaam's donkey asked. Some of my most favorite posts to watch online involve pets and animals. These include rescued animals, special needs animals, animals befriending other animals, and so on. God's amazing animals serve as wonderful companions to both people and each other. They bring joy to us, along with beneficial qualities such as companionship, loyalty, comfort, protectiveness, and so much more. No wonder many people have turned to animals for their emotional support and travel companions over other humans. Animals have a way of providing an unconditional acceptance and loyalty that individuals don't always find with one another. Because of some of the extremes in life, where groups have made animal life more important than human life, it seems like some Christians think they have to choose between loving humans and loving animals. But we don't have to choose one or the other to love, because we can love and care for both people and animals, knowing our loving God created and gives life to both. In the beginning, God created both animals and humans. He then went to great lengths to preserve and save Noah, his family, and the animals on earth in the ark, Genesis 7:2-3, safely sheltering them from floodwaters, Genesis 1:8. Like Noah, we too are called to lovingly look after and care for our families and our animals. Humans have been entrusted by God to care for animals, and one of the characteristics of a godly person is the caring of their animals. The righteous care for the needs of their animals but the kindest acts of the wicked are cruel. Proverbs 12:10. After lovingly designing each unique animal, God gave man the great privilege of naming each of the animals. Now the Lord God had formed out of the ground all the wild animals and all the birds in the sky. He brought them to the man to see what he would name them. And whatever the man called each living creature, that was its name. So the man gave names to all the livestock, the birds in the sky, and all the wild animals. Genesis 2:19 through 20. As well, when we care for the beautiful animals God fashioned, there comes a great sense of satisfaction and blessing in our lives. As Genesis 1:28 describes, God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it, rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, and over every living creature that moves on the ground." Everything God made is good, Genesis 1:31, and He has given us the privilege and responsibility of taking care of His beautiful creation of animals. We can be assured that whatever God has called us to do is not only pleasing to Him, but also beneficial to us in ways we most likely don't even comprehend. Intersecting faith and life. How are you fulfilling God's calling and responsibility to care for His beautiful creation? If a pet or animal owner, are you providing for their practical needs with food, water, and shelter? If not a pet owner, there are ways to offer comfort and care when called upon, like pet sitting for a friend or family member. Volunteering or donating to animal rescue or care facilities, or just by the way we speak about animals and their place in the world, recognizing God's delight in creating and giving them life. Further reading, why did Jesus ride a donkey?
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
This is Chris Christensen, and back in 2006, I started a simple project. A project to try and introduce more people to the Bible through Bible study called the Bible Study Podcast. It's a simple name and a simple idea. Each week, every week, we study one chapter of the Bible, talk about what it says, and what that might mean for us today. To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search for the Bible Study Podcast on your favorite podcast app.